Today on the Morning Moose Show, field trips are fun, except for nacho brains. You'll have to listen to understand what that's about.
And I'm sure you all understand chores. You and your spouse trying to figure out who does what.
And more field trips involving quicksand and maybe sex. Enjoy your moose tracks, Steven.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
Well, let's talk about that field trip, the memorable field trip. Whether it was when you were a kid or maybe when you chaperoned, went with it. Like, you know, when I went Monday with Evie's class and just about lost my hearing because of those kids screaming. Oh, who's this?
This is Connor. I got a field trip story for you guys.
Yes, Connor. What's up, buddy?
I totally got in huge trouble one time in middle school. I can't remember where we went. We went to some university, and they were showing the class, like, different organs, like the heart and the liver and everything, and they passed a brain around, and the brain came around to me and my buddy, and I looked at him, and I was like, oh, my God, this thing smells like nachos.
Nah.
My teacher was pissed.
Did it smell like nachos?
I thought it did.
Yeah.
He thought it did, too, but, Oh, he was so mad. My mom ended up making me write a report to him about how sorry I am and this and that.
That doesn't sound bad. I thought you were going to say, like, where's the penis at or something, you know.
I was waiting for the, and then they passed the breasts around.
Yeah. But a brain smelling like.
No, I probably got in so much more trouble.
A brain smelling like nachos. I mean, that's not a terribly offensive thing to say.
Were you, when you said it, were you like, this brain smells like nachos, every, like real annoying little kid stuff?
No, I actually thought it was really funny. I was like, oh my God, this thing smells like nachos.
Huh.
That's not bad.
Maybe that teacher's having a bad day.
Maybe the teacher had a bad experience with nachos.
My dad died of nacho brain. How dare you?
Yeah. It's a really serious disease. Look it up in the DSM-5.
I can never eat Doritos again.
Oh, yeah, and then he was kind of sour with me for, like, the rest of the year.
Over a nacho brain.
Something else.
Right? I was like, I'm in sixth grade. Calm down.
Something else was going on with that teacher.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like in the middle of a divorce.
Maybe
or...
he just found out he had celiac disease and can't have nachos anymore with the gluten. Who knows?
You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
You have a field trip story from when you're a kid or when you're an adult chaperoning or going to, like the one I went to Monday at the Civic Center at this play that my third grade daughter was at and I was at. It was one of those call and response plays. And, boy, my schmilkus, there was just a whole bunch of, like, loud, bitter, piercing kid scream. Imagine a 7-8-year-old screaming, and then multiply that by 1,000.
Yeah.
And my ear was literally doing, you know when your ear gets like taxed and it does that kind of like it feels like it's about to pop? You know, it's just kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to really explain that sensation, but oh boy, I had to plug my ears a couple times for that show. But what was that field trip that you went to or were a part of that was memorable? Who's this?
Oh, this is Bob from Sheridan.
Oh, Bob from Sheridan. I've never heard of you before.
Well, I'm a new guy.
What's up, noobs?
Oh, nothing much. Field trip.
Yeah.
When I went to Centennial Elementary, South Dakota School District, we had kind of a scared straight type field trip when we were in school.
Hilarious.
And we actually went downtown when the old jail, when it was downtown, and they went us. Took us through like we were being booked and the whole nine yards. and then they put us in this drunk tank. There was like five boys in one and then some girls in another one and then like, you know, just kind of dispersed out.
Bob,
and then they just kind of turned off the lights and walked off. Like, whoa.
Tell me there were actual drunks in the drunk tanks with you.
No, there was nobody.
Damn it!
They took us into a spot where there was nobody at. I mean, because we were just 11, I think, 12
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it worked for me. I don't want no part of no jail.
Oh, it did work. Did you? So they didn't at any point have like convicts yelling at you, screaming in your face?
No, we didn't do nothing like that. None of the like you see on TV. But
I would have loved if you walked in there and some guy was like, "I'm gonna make you my bitch."
You're my bitch now, little Bobby.
I would have cried. I would have ran off crying.
I think we all would have cried at that age.
And then we actually went to the Mitchellville Women's Prison, too. And we were on the, I don't even know what they call it, like a lower part of it, you know, something where there was no big major, you know, problems.
Oh, so yeah, offenses.
Yeah, we got to go through that area, and I mean, nobody said anything to us there either. They're pretty mellow. Nothing real big. But I'm telling you what, it made a lasting impression on me when they actually rolled my fingers and put it in the ink, and I was like, okay, I don't want none of this.
Yeah.
I don't want none of this.
I would pay big money to see a group of elementary school students walk through a prison and someone be like, what you doing over there, big boy?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they need to go back to that. Maybe some of these kids will straighten up. I don't know.
Oh my God.
My 8-year-old, I would sign her up for a scared straight program.
Moose actually will just drop her off at the prison.
Yeah.
My grandson would be a candidate too. He needs to. He's been a little ornery here lately. I'm not sure what his deal is.
Oh, idiot meal. All right,
hit second grade, he turned into a real dick. I don't know what to do.
He's becoming a man.
I guess.
All right, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Be good. Love you. Bye.
Stay dry. Bye.
I pictured Evie with the scared straight. After about 10 minutes, they'd be like, hey, I don't want anything to do with this kid.
Watch her be a hardcore gangster.
She just makes them cower in fear.
Like someone gets down in her face and she just throat punches them.
Right?
Yeah. I could see that happening.
I've always told Evie, aim for the genitals or the throat.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
So you and your spouse might be fighting about stuff. And we always hear like the biggest cause of divorce and people splitting up is finances and money. That's not exactly what you're fighting about, though. It kind of is in a way, in a little bit. More like what to spend money on. A relationship app and his doctor pulled 75,000 married couples and found the top five things couples fight about are chores. So that we're fighting about who's going to be vacuuming, who's doing the dishes, who's doing laundry.
I interpreted that as
who's feeding the vultures.
I interpreted that as the way you do chores.
No, it's about like or who, assignment.
Okay.
Who's doing it? Now, the definition of clean comes in. That's kind of what you're thinking.
Yeah.
There's a fight about the definition of clean. Like, men and women don't always agree. Does it mean no dirt or does it mean no clutter?
Right.
Like, we need to clean this room. Okay, do you mean it's dirty and dusty or it's just a lot of crap all over the place?
Right. I know the biggest fight Tyler and I get into, and we seriously had this argument last night, is what to put in the dishwasher and what not to put in it. Because if something says it's dishwasher safe, I will then put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
And then Tyler will open it and be like, why are you putting this in there? And we could just hand wash it. We use it every day. It's going to...
God, I don't understand that. If you have a dishwasher, use it.
Exactly.
Like, there's going to be stuff where you're going to have to hand wash it. Like this big ass cookie pan that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about, what am I doing here? 14 inches wide by 20 inches long. That's not going to fit in the dishwasher. It will, but it'll block...
Right, everything else.
Yeah, it'll block stuff.
So there's a lid to a pot that I put in there, and he's like, you can't put that in there. I was like, yeah, you can.
You can.
It's fine. And we have a glass measuring cup. I put that in there. Can't put that in there. Yes, you can. It's glass.
It's tempered glass. And well, you can bake. You can bake that cup.
Yeah, and he's like, well, but the numbers are fading. I'm like, that's because you've had it since college, bitch. That's why. Oh, I don't know why it's so hard. And he'll mumble it to himself. I'll poke my head out and be like, what'd you say? Say it with your chest.
Ooh,
stop mumbling.
Ooh, like a gun up here.
Say it with your chest.
So chores, the definition of clean, those are two of the things married couples fight about. Not even married, but I would say, you know, cohabitating.
Oh, yeah, we're not married.
How often to have sex?
Ha!
25% of couples have sex once a week, but research shows most married couples only do it 1 to 3 times a month. I'm not going to comment on that.
I'm not even doing that now.
A big new one that couples fight about is using the phone too much.
Okay.
That's very relevant these days, isn't it? And they say if it's an issue, you got to set boundaries and agree on limits. Like we have a no phone policy at the dinner table.
Okay.
You know?
That makes sense.
Because it's too easy to be talking about like, let's say some movie comes up and, oh yeah, that starred, that guy, what was he in? And then you grab the phone
mm-hmm.
and you go to IMDb and look up the movie and, oh, it was a... Before you know it, you've burnt about 2 minutes of quality family time at the dinner table looking up Alan Rickman.
Yeah, or you get sucked into the vortex and now you bought a new chainsaw because you saw an ad for it
right
on Instagram, which is where you went to look at Alan Rickman's Instagram after you looked at his IMDb. Like, it's just insane how those steps.
It's like Alan Rickman was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That had a lot of trees. Oh, trees. I need to get a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Consumer Reports said it's a good month for chainsaws. Let me go.
Then you go on Facebook to message someone about chainsaws, and then all you have are ads about chainsaws.
You look up, and your 8-year-old is now a graduate of college.
Yeah.
And you've lost the house, and you remarried twice.
But hey, you got a good chainsaw.
Got a chainsaw.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Field trip stuff. FIFARFAR 103.3. What's your name?
Zach from Eagle Grove.
What's up, Zach?
So we were going to, do you know where Rockford is up in Northern Iowa?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so there's a old place up there where you can go and dig up fossils of plants and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it had just rained, and we were in like fifth grade, and this kid went off in the area where you weren't supposed to go, and he sank in the mud up to his waist, and he started falling.
Oh, boy.
And he was worried that he was going to become a fossil with all the fossils that were sticking up. And it was great. And then so he lost his pants and his boots and everything he wore, so he had to wear a garbage sack around his legs on the way home on the bus. It was great.
So the mud hole took his pants and his boots.
Yep, and it took like six kids to be able to pull him out.
Oh, wow.
He was crying the whole time. It was great.
There's nothing I love better than the screams of children after they've done something stupid.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.